science and technology.
Intelligence testing. Who are you calling bird-brained? An attempt is being made to devise a universal intelligence test.
What is the IQ of a chimpanzee? Or a worm? Or a game show-winning computer program? Or even an alien from the planet Zarg who can learn any human language in a day, can beat chess grandmasters 10 at a time, and can instantly factor the products of large prime numbers? At the moment, it is impossible to say. IQ tests depend on language, and even Watson, a computer program that beat two human contestants in a special edition of Jeopardy, an American quiz show, on February 16th, does not have a perfect command of English. In any case, there is, at the moment, no meaningful scale on which non-human intelligence can be compared with the human sort. The most famous test for artificial intelligence is that devised by Alan Turing, a British computing pioneer. To pass the Turing test, and thus be considered intelligent, a program must fool a human being into believing that it is another human being. But the Turing test still requires the program to share a language with the tester and, because it is all or nothing, cannot be used to rank different forms of artificial intelligence against one another. José Hernández Orayo of the Polytechnic University of Valencia in Spain and David Dow of Monash University in Australia think they can do better than this. They believe not only that a universal scale of intelligence can be devised, but also that it can be assessed without reference to language. If they are right, an insult like bird-brained will, in the future, be finely calibrated. Dr. Hernández Orayo and Dr. Dow, both computer scientists, propose to make their measurement by borrowing a concept called Kolmogorov complexity from information theory, a branch of computer science. The Kolmogorov complexity of a computer's output is the shortest possible program, measured in the binary digits that lie at the bottom of all computer code, that could produce that output. On this measure, an entity's intelligence would be measured by the Kolmogorov complexity of the most complex tests it can solve, a clear numerical value. In practice, calculating the true Kolmogorov complexity of a system is almost impossible. But an approximation can be made, and that, the researchers reckon, will be good enough. The actual tests would employ the well-honed methods of operant conditioning, developed initially on pigeons, in which the test subject has first to work out what is going on by trial and error. As in operant conditioning, correct responses would be rewarded, by money, perhaps, for a human being, by bananas for a chimpanzee, or by the numerical value itself for an appropriately programmed computer. If the test were noughts and crosses, the test taker, if it had never seen the game before, would first have to work out that the game is won by getting three in a row on a 3x3 grid before actually going on to play. A chimpanzee might not manage a test of this level of complexity, but could, maybe, work out the idea of three in a row when only a single row was involved. Chess, though, would surely be beyond it, and probably beyond most people, too, if they did not already know the rules. Games like draughts and dominoes would lie somewhere in between. In fact, Dr. Hernández Orayo and Dr. Dow do not plan to use existing games. Instead, they are employing a computer to generate novel games and patterns. Their approach eliminates human bias. It also allows them to generate tests with any level of complexity they like, even ones that are far beyond the ability of humans to complete. When it comes to testing the tests, then, aliens from the planet Zarg will be particularly welcome to apply.